Well, it's good to be here and to share with you about what's been going on this last year in China. And I want to thank you all for your financial and prayer support, both individually and through the Faith Promise Pledge. And I'll report to you that I received all the funds necessary for this past year, despite the economic crisis here in the States, and actually it's affecting China quite a bit too. And pray for this coming year and the years to follow that God will provide. Let's go to the next slide. Well, I've been teaching with an organization called English Language Institute China this past year at the Ningxia Teachers University in Guyuan, Ningxia. So we'll get that. Get the first slide up. Ningxia is up in the northwest. Actually, it's really in the middle part of China, but it's considered part of the west. It's the very smallest province in China. So you'll see a map of that in a second here, hopefully. So that's Ningxia Province. Next one. This is the province itself. It's called the Ningxia Hui. The Hui people group is a Muslim group, autonomous region. So it's set aside especially for this particular group. Hours south by bus. It's the smallest official city in China, only 50,000 people. It's tiny compared to most cities. Okay, next, show you where I live. Okay, this is my apartment. You can see my bathroom. You have a squatty potty. You have a little shower thing, so you can do it all right there at the same time. And then you see my hallway with a refrigerator and microwave, and then there's all the slippers for people when they come on over to visit. Okay, that's my kitchen. You see I have a washer and it's a spin dryer, but I still have to hang up clothes after I do that in my bedroom. And there's another bedroom for if people want to come and visit. Okay, I live in the old campus, which is downtown. So this is just up the street from where I live. So you can see the outdoor pool table students like to play and other people, and that's right in front of the medical college part of the university. You see all the bricks and everything that was just leveled down. That used to be two of my favorite restaurants. So that's urban renewal that happened a lot on our street. You can see a couple there, and they're making a dish called Jidan Bingzi, and it's very popular with the students. They can come and eat it and excellent for breakfast. And you can see some older gentlemen playing a card game. Okay, we have some Western restaurants, actually two. I expected Guyuan to be very poor. It's out in the desert, to be very dry, to be lots of sandstorms. You wouldn't find very much to buy there. Very traditional because of the Hui people, and I expect there to be mostly Hui in the city. But found they have Western restaurant decos, and this is called the Manhattan Coffee Shop. It's kind of Western. They have a buffet. Okay. And this is a shopping mall. We have a shopping mall, four floors, and you can buy almost anything you need there. Have stalls and you can buy different things there and you can bargain. Okay, and this is the Hui people, sometimes called the hat people because of the hats they wear. See the gentleman there? He's making what I call a Hui hamburger. Just love it. So I go at least once a week to get something from him. He's probably not so conservative or religious. You see the ladies? This is a noodle shop. And the poster in the back is Mecca, where Muslims might take a pilgrimage once in their lifetime. And you can see the Hui lady there praying. So definitely they would be more conservative. Okay, there's a couple of Muslim mosques, and you can see they have kind of Chinese characteristics to them. And one of, actually it's this mosque here. There's a symbol of the Taoism, the yin and the yang, which is kind of interesting because Muslims would say, you know, that's not good. So they're kind of bringing together Eastern Chinese religion and Islam together. So I found that really interesting. Okay, this is what I expected Guyuan to be mainly, to be like this. You can see a little girl there, Abby, not very well, but she's actually adopted by the couple that's on my team. She's from China, from Xi'an area. And the two boys behind her are one of our leader's sons. And you can see the background there, kind of the more traditional housing. And then people would live in caves. Some people still do live in caves, and the government wants to tear all those down, of course, and build new apartments and things. So this is what I thought Guyuan would be like all over the town. Okay, this is, I work on the new campus, about 10 minutes ride from the old campus where I live. So there's the bus. And you can see like the nice greenery, the flowers there. It's kind of like an oasis in the desert. And I didn't expect that either. Okay, here's the new campus, the student dormitories. And students, six people live in a room. The same people all the time. You know, either if they're in a three-year program or four-year program, they don't change. Library still hasn't opened. Some of my students said, I asked them, when's it going to open? They said, after we graduate. So I said, well, I need to stay here 5 years so I can see the library open. Okay, this is the teaching building where we have our classes. We're on the fifth floor and the sixth floor. The students there stay in the same class with the same classmates the whole time they're at university. Let me just tell you a little bit about my students. I have 150 freshmen and sophomores in four different classes. The largest, 49 students. I teach oral English. That's way too big to teach speaking class. The smallest is 29, and I have 93% girls, only 11 boys, so that's a challenge for me as a single guy. So, okay, that's the sophomore class. This is the freshman classes. They're all training to be primary and middle school English teachers, and many of them do not want to be English teachers. And their levels are very, very low. Most of them come from peasant families or farming families. They grow a lot of potatoes, wheat, and other products out in the countryside. Okay. So what did I teach the students? How did I share with them about what I believe? Because it's a very strict area, I have to be very careful. So I would talk about American holidays. American holidays, Thanksgiving, Easter, Christmas, President's Day, St. Patrick's Day, they all have a Christian foundation. I taught a unit on apologies and forgiveness, functions of apology. Forgiveness, and I used the parable of the prodigal son, and they performed it in class, and then they actually did it at a party. So they were indirectly sharing the faith. And I talked about dating, weddings, true love, relationships. I used 1 Corinthians 13 to explain what is true love. Okay, this is our office and library. So students could come by and they could borrow English books and magazines, CDs. We had Christian music CDs, DVDs, VCDs. And we even have Bibles. Bibles are legally published in China. So they could legitimately borrow them and read them. And then when they returned, I'd ask them, you know, what did you think? You know, what did you read? What did you learn? We had a number of books from Dr. James Dobson, the Christian psychologist, about romance and relationships, and they, you know, of course, are very interested in those. And those are published in China too. There are Christian bookstores in China now, which is just really blew my mind, in the big cities, none in our city, of course. Okay. All right, let's go to the next slide. Okay, we had student parties. Students. Okay, how another way that I get to know them, invite them over to my apartment to play Uno and play spoons, but I call it kwaidza or chopsticks. See them playing there. Okay, we go to lunch or dinner twice a week in the cafeteria. It's a Hui cafeteria, which means that they don't serve pork there or anything made from pork products. They have a Han cafeteria, hasn't opened yet. Okay, my sophomore class, one of them, so they could sign up and they could take me out to dinner. They could teach me how to use my cell phone, go mountain climbing, play badminton, practice their English, and also I gave them a grade on that. It was a great activity because I really got to know each student through that activity. And my freshmen had to do oral presentations, so they have PowerPoint over there now. So some of the students, I still didn't know how to do a PowerPoint yet. So how to make jiaozi or how to make dumplings. Okay. We did a lot of activities in class, paired work, to help them improve their speaking, so they're doing an activity in pairs. And I had Friday night movies, so they could come, and I showed like The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, and Prince Caspian, and Sound of Music, and a lot of good movies. And during the holiday, Spring Festival and New Year's, I got a chance to go to Kunming. Visit. A lot of you know the Krig Lines. They're supported by this church and the Ramses. Paul was my teammate in Shanghai when I was there before. So this is at the International Fellowship in Kunming. And I went with Michael to a minority park. There are 22 different minorities in Yunnan province where Kunming is. And couple of minorities that have a lot of Christians. So the government, there's a plaque on this church, and it says to be objective, because there are so many Christians in the Lisu and the Miao people, we must have a church to represent what they believe. That's pretty amazing. And it's a functioning church. It's a government sponsored church, and they do worship services in there. We met the pastor. Okay, you see me in front of, this is a Mongolian yurt. My great-grandfather and great-grandmother lived in Inner Mongolia as missionaries, and they did other things too. My grandfather was born in a yurt in the grasslands like that. So I can tell people that I'm really Chinese. Okay, and then Paul, he loves hiking and all this stuff, took me on a 6-hour hike. And so you can see the valley looking down.
Yeah, I was pretty tired.
Yeah. church there, and I hadn't bicycled in a long, long time, so Paul, of course, wanted me to bicycle all over the place, and it was pretty scary because Kunming has more cars going on the streets every day per capita than any other city in China, so it's pretty wild. Okay, this is my team, Team Guyuan, and from left to right, Sherry, who'll be with me next year, then Kathy, then Abby, and then me. And then the lady here is Teresita. She's from the Philippines, and she's with a different organization. She'll be there next year too. And then you can see the ladies performing for Women's Day. They sang "He's Got the Whole World in His Hands," and then we're eating lunch at the Seifers' apartment. Okay, a lot of you know that my teammates, the Seifers and Kathy, got kicked out of Guyuan, so they won't be there next year. The foreign affairs director, for different reasons, decided that he didn't want them to continue serving there. And our dean of the English department has appealed to him and to the president of the university, and so they can't. So they're going to be going to Inchuan to work there. It's 4 hours away, like I said earlier. So it'll only be three of us. We'll be the only foreigners in the whole city. It'll be really a lot of challenges. This is our church. We can't go to the Three Self Church. We can't go to the house. There's no Three Self Church. No government-sponsored church. We can't go to the house church there. So we just have worship together. And we take turns leading it. We have to download stuff from the internet, sermons, and then we have some CDs and music. So I really miss Kathy and Amy because they're very gifted in music and worship, and so they won't be there next year. Okay, this is Mrs. Ma. She cooks for us and cleans for us. She is a believer. She's in the house church. Helping me improve my Chinese. So she started when we told her that the Seifers and Kathy would have to leave. She started crying. She said, "How am I going to talk to Mark and Teresita and Sherry?" And I said, "Well, I'll just have to practice and use it." And I made a great improvement over the last couple of weeks. So Mrs. Mosh, and we heard that there's one Hui believer, Hui people, but they're in with the Han people, mostly Han, and that's the majority group in China. And they really need a burden. They need a vision from God to reach out to the Hui people, because they don't really do that. This is the dean of our English department, Dean Tian. He is a Hui person. He can't really practice that, his beliefs, because he's a Communist Party member. He's a great guy. He really wants to see things happen in Ningxia and the university, but he doesn't have the power to affect change. The leaders of the university, the administrators, don't see it that way. So he's very frustrated. These two ladies work in the foreign affairs office, take care of us, get visas, things like that. And the lady on the left, Ma Hong, was on maternity leave this year. You can see her daughter in the middle there. And the girl on the right, Janet, took her place. And Janet was really learning on the job as she was doing. She did, you know, the best she could, but it was challenging. Her boss, Mr. Wu, the one who kicked out my teammates, is very difficult to work with. And she's very frustrated, too, about us having to split up the team. Okay, we'll skip the prayer request. We'll go to that. Okay. So I've been asked to share what have I learned this last year. And I've couched them all in the P's. So I start with patience and perseverance. I've been, this last year, I was really anxious, just chomping at the bit to be able to share my faith and go deeper, because I was, and I'm not really good at small talk. I really like to talk about issues and deeper things. So it seemed like I'm talking about the same thing, you know, where do you come from? And they're asking me, are you married? Why not? You know, how old are you? All that kind of stuff. So, okay, go to the next slide. This was the theme at our conference in Thailand. So it says, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. So you need to be patient and just continue doing, being faithful. We had a Northwest retreat in Xining, and the speaker there really encouraged me. He said, the smallness of things that we do, he moves, talking about God. And do small things with great love. So just really laying the foundation for a future harvest. Purity. You know, you really need to deal with whatever the sin is in your life. You need to deal with that, because it's going to really affect your relationship with God. And this last year, I was able to do this, use this book and do a study called Every Man's Battle. And there's one for women. There's one for young men and young women. There's one for married couples. It's excellent. And Patrick and I did it this last year. We held each other accountable. So Psalm 119:9 says, how can a young man keep his way pure? By living according to your word. I seek you with all my heart. Do not let me stray from your commands. I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. So it's so important to know God's word, to have it memorized, so God's Spirit, the Holy Spirit, can use that when you face temptations. And great. I mean, it's a reminder. I mean, we know that, right? But we need to be reminded of that. In prayer, there's a lot of warfare. Prayer battles between Satan and God. Behind, you know, it's all invisible. And because it's a Muslim area, but there are Buddhists there, a lot of different strongholds, religious spiritual strongholds. So this is the great scripture from Ephesians 6:13-17, talking about putting on the full armor of God. So what I do in the morning is that I go through this warfare prayer, and I imagine myself putting on the different things, the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness. I think of myself doing that, getting ready for the day to face the battle. Keep the next slide. Yeah. The gospel of peace, the shield of faith. Extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one, of Satan's attacks and thoughts and all that. Helmet of salvation, the sword of spirit, which is the word of God. So it's so important to know God's word. And I don't know if any of you are interested, but this is a great book called The Bondage Breaker, and it deals with a lot of these things. Neil Anderson was the associate pastor at my church in California. So, and if you would like the warfare prayer, this thing, I can send it to you. I've got it. I typed it out for my teammates, because we were all talking about how we're experiencing a lot of warfare behind the scenes. We need to deal with that. Planting the seeds. So let's look at Luke 8:5-8. That's the next. So it's the parable of the sowing of the seed, which I think we're all familiar with. So really what I was doing this past year is kind of Sowing means to broadcast, which is used in radio. Okay, so you're telling people about Jesus, right? And laying the foundation for a future harvest. And if you look, if you got your Bibles, if you look later on in Luke, it explains the meaning of the parable. So this is Luke chapter 8. Yeah, and starting in verse 11, he talks about the meaning of the parable. The seed is the word of God. So those along the path, the ones who hear, the devil comes, takes it away, so they can't believe and be saved. So you're sowing, you're telling people, but of course, you know, some will believe, some won't. Some will accept it, they'll fall away. Yeah, but it's our job to spread it, broadcast it. And the next one, pathway. Okay? So let's look at the verse I picked was from Isaiah 55, 8 through 9. And it says, "My thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." And see, I thought, it's not God's thought, she showed me, that my team is older, pretty mature. I've been in China, my teammates, the Seifers, have been there 15 years, fluent in Chinese. This is my sixth year. Lots of teaching experience, committed to long-term work. I thought, well, we'll be together in Guyuan for 10 years, maybe longer. Well, what did God do? Separated us. And I don't know, Sherry may be coming back to the States after next year to do recruitment. I see she's really seeking the Lord on that. So I'm thinking, okay, so that's not what I expected at all. But God's got something better for us, really. Something better for the Seifers and Kathy and Inchwan. Something for Sherry and I down in Guyuan. We're excited to see what that is. I mean, like I said, one thing that's already happened is that I've had to step up to the plate and use my Chinese, because I'm the one who has the most, you know, experience or have studied Chinese 15 years ago. So just taking steps of faith. You know, you don't know what's way down the road. And if you did know, maybe you'd freak out. So just taking that step day by day, steps of faith. And there's a song, you know, "Step by Step He'll Lead Me." Know that song? Yeah. Okay, let's go back to the prayer slide. It's back before these. Some prayer requests. If I could have you maybe pray in groups of two or three through these, and we'll be okay. So opportunities to share with students, particularly male students. It's just challenging to work with girls. As a male, as a single male, too. Spiritual warfare, like what I said earlier, is very prevalent there. I mean, it's going on here, too. It's going on everywhere. And the team unity with Sherry and I, and wisdom as to how we conduct things. I'm going to be the kind of like the team leader. We call it the team contact. So I want to have as many responsibilities as the team leaders usually do. So I need wisdom in doing that. And Abby prayed in their family devotions that I pray that Mark and Sherry will get along, and they'll get along without me. So, connection with student believers. We asked Mrs. Ma, can you tell us who are the university students in your home churches, house churches? She said, no, can't do that. So we just pray we'll meet them, you know, and be able to connect with them so we can connect our students with them. And really the long-term vision or goal is to see God raise up leaders, student leaders, to start Bible studies, fellowship groups, like little churches all over the university campus. And we just want to be a part of that, to help facilitate that, to help train, raise up people to do that. And of course, financial provision. God's been very faithful. Just amazing seeing people giving sacrificially this last year. People I know that are struggling financially, you know. So, but I know God is faithful. So maybe we could have you get into groups of three and pray through these things, and then we'll have Pastor Kurt close us out.
Dear Heavenly Father, we exalt you and we praise you that your word and your light can go into China. We ask that you would be the power and strength, that you would be the warrior for Mark Peter as he goes. God, that you would scatter them as needed, and that you would unite them as needed, that your gospel could reach all of the nations. Father God, we lift him up to you. He is your son. He is your child. So come and use him and work through him, Lord. God, we pray that you would connect him to people, and God, that people's hearts would begin to long and hunger for you. God, the harvest is great, but the workers are few. Raise up the workers, God, for your glory and your kingdom. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. If I can have Andrew and Anna, they're going to share in the Chinese service today. We're just going to have them come forward and pray for them real quick. The Lord would give them power and strength and confidence as they share. Do you know who your translator is today?
David Wang.
David, okay. Hong Chun and David Wong is their translator. So let's stretch out a hand towards them and pray for them right now. Father God, we thank you for this man and this woman who has set their heart and mind aside to share about you and what you've done through them in World Changers. God, right now, lift up their heart, lift up their mind and their face unto you, that they would have a boldness and a courage to share, that they would not worry about the words, that they would not worry about the people, but God, they would do it to glorify your name. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray. Amen. Jiayou. Hope you guys do well.